I'm Victor Beatty. The U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly to end U.S. military support for the Saudi-backed intervention in Yemen in a four-year conflict against Shia Houthi rebels. Senator Bob Corker chairs the Foreign Relations Committee.
We've watched innocent people be killed. We've watched people die of diseases that they shouldn't be dying of. And yet we've continued to not want to cut our nose off to spite our face by doing something that is against our national interest.
The 63-37 vote on a non-binding resolution came hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Chief Jim Mattis urged lawmakers to avoid cutting U.S. aid. Pompeo called the Senate proposal ill-timed.
We are on the cusp of allowing the U.S. envoy, Martin Griffiths, to, in December, gather the parties together and hopefully get a ceasefire in Yemen, something that we have diplomatically been striving for months, and we think we're right on the cusp of that. And so it is the view of the administration, Secretary Mattis and myself, passing a resolution at this point undermines that.
A similar measure failed earlier this year, and this vote was taken in the wake of last month's murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has denied ordering the killing, but the Central Intelligence Agency concluded otherwise. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari addressed soldiers in the northeast city of Maiduguri Wednesday on the fight against Boko Haram.
And all I can do is to encourage you to play your constitutional role of defending the integrity of this country.
His remarks came a day ahead of a West African regional conference in Chad to discuss the fight against jihadism. The militaries of Nigeria, Chad, and Niger have been operating jointly against Islamic fighters in the Lake Chad region. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has defended the decision of his armed forces to